Who would you guess has more influence in our world? Cristiano Ronaldo, Selena Gomez, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Beyonce, or you? I mention those specific celebrities because each one of them ranks in the top 10 of the most followed people on Instagram. Each one of them has well over 100 million followers. I don't know how you compare, but last time I checked, I have 277. This week, we're talking about living strangely in what some people refer to as the age of outrage. And in the age of outrage, it's normal to assume that the way to measure the impact that something has is by how many people see it or how many people hear it. The bigger the platform, the bigger the influence. It's normal to assume, it's natural to assume, that someone with 100 million followers, of course they have more influence than someone who has 277. To think otherwise would be strange. But if so, then strange would be the perfect word to describe much of Jesus' behavior. Yes, there were times when Jesus had a platform and times when he used it. On more than one occasion, the number of people who were gathered around to hear Jesus talk covered an entire hillside. But there were plenty of other times when Jesus deliberately walked away from the crowds. And while he didn't always seek out a platform, he did always make enough time, even for just one person. One specific example really sticks out in my mind. Jesus had already deliberately decided to travel through foreign country outside of Israel's borders where he was less known and less popular. Apparently, there was some sort of crowd that was still with him at the time, but then a group of people brought a friend who couldn't hear and couldn't speak. And rather than some impressive display to dazzle the crowd, Jesus took the man away from the rest of the people who were there. And rather than just snapping his fingers to sort of get it over with and make it better, no, Jesus took the time to communicate with him in the only way that he could, with sign language. He touched his ears, touched his tongue to let him know that he knew exactly what was wrong. He looked up to heaven and he let out a deep sigh to express sympathy and sadness. And then even after he healed him, Jesus ordered the crowd not to tell anyone what they had seen. I think modern-day productivity gurus would criticize Jesus for wasting so much time with just one person. I think modern-day publicity experts would scold Jesus for not seizing an opportunity to build up his personal brand. All of it seems very, very strange. But you know, Jesus does the very same thing with you. Jesus doesn't say to us, you know, I know you want to spend time with me, but lots of people do. There are lots of people who are out there. So tell you what, how about the whole human race just appoints one person that represents all of you, and that person can come and talk to me, and I'll talk to them. He doesn't say, tell you what, if you get enough people all together in the same place, let's say you fill up a football stadium full of people, then I'll go ahead and make an appearance. No, Jesus says, no matter who, no matter where, no matter when, and no matter what, I'll make enough time just for you. In fact, he promises, where two or three gather in my name, there I am with them. I know it sounds strange, but in the age of outrage, strange is exactly what our world needs. It's very normal for us to want to impact all of society on the most important issues of our day. It's very normal to assume that the way we can have that sort of influence is with a big platform, with lots of people listening and watching. And yet, I don't think it's an accident that when I read through the instructions that Jesus gives us in the Bible, I don't hear a lot of him saying, go out and change society, go out and save the planet, go out and make the world a better place. But I do hear him saying a lot of things like, love your neighbor. Not millions and millions of people scattered all over the world, but just one. Whoever happens to be closest at the time. Whatever that person happens to need at the time, and whatever dose of Jesus' love might be the solution to the problem they're facing. I know it sounds strange, but it's strange exactly like Jesus was, and it's strange exactly like the world needs us to be. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you that no matter how busy you were or how much you had on your mind, you always had time for just one, and you always have time for just us. Help us see opportunities for influence in the individuals you have placed right in front of us in our lives. In your name we pray. Amen.